Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Closing out the third hour here on the Connor Happer Show. John Schreiner sitting in today. And at the end of the third hour on a Thursday, you know what we do? We do the top five.
That's right. I told you yesterday we'd get into the rider of Kevin Hart.
Yeah, this is the big one.
If you want Kevin Hart at your arena, these are the things you need to have. And again, we are not begrudging Kevin Hart his fame, success, or money. It's just fun to, well, what did he ask for? Shall we begin?
Let's begin.
All right, we begin a top five with number five.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Kevin Hart's flavor profile.
Ooh.
Everybody's got the kind of chips they like, the kind of the things that they need to fuel them. Like, you got grapes.
I got grapes today.
Red
grapes.
Red grapes or green grapes?
I like the red.
Cotton candy grapes?
No.
Ooh.
Out.
Hot take.
Are you out on cotton candy grapes? I am.
Poll question. Kevin Hart needs nacho cheese Doritos.
Okay. Standard.
In the room. Yeah. I would think if you're going to go Doritos, that's probably the base level for everyone.
Yep.
Original flavored chapstick, lip moisturizer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't believe he asked for chapstick brand.
Lip balm.
I believe he asked for a Vaseline brand tube.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know that one.
Uh-huh.
I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of it. I'm a Burt's Bees man. I'll pay the extra. It's good stuff.
You want to take?
Yeah.
You want to take?
I want to take.
I hate chapstick.
Really?
I'm all the way out on chapstick. I refuse to use it. I don't use chapstick, and I don't use lotion because I hate the way it feels.
What do you
Nothing.
Do you do?
Nothing.
You just...
You know what happens?
Grit your teeth. And
my body adapts.
Okay.
Okay? That's what it is. I don't do chapstick. I don't do lotion. Don't like it.
I don't do lotion.
There's your take.
Lemon pepper wings.
He's asking for lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper wings.
In the green room.
Every night there is a green room that is, there's a catered meal for him and his team.
Yeah.
I believe it was 10 people. There needs to be a beef entree, a fish entree, a chicken entree, a salad bar, and lemon pepper wings. Does Kevin Hart strike you as a lemon pepper wings guy? Kind of surprised me. That's why I put it on the list.
It feels like more of like a buffalo or a Nashville hot.
I guess if you're performing, you don't want the sauce.
Yeah, where's Kevin Hart even from, though? Yeah. I don't know.
Philly.
Okay. Yeah, so that's sort of in the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
right?
We're
talking East Coast. It's where buffalo wings come mm-hmm. from, that region.
Do my Colin Cowherd impression. East Coast, home of the buffalo wings. Buffalo, New York, I-95.
Bill Belichick.
Big city, fast pace. Don't have time for sauce or napkins. Great show that he runs over there.
Number four.
Two iPhone chargers. Kevin Hart does not bring his own iPhone charger to the arena. That's on you.
Hey. Look, man.
If someone wants to buy you a phone charger, yeah.
The number of times I've been to a place and not had a phone charger mm-hmm. when I needed it.
It's very important,
I think,
right?
It's a reasonable request. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even if he is bringing his own, there's some backups.
Okay, but can you imagine setting up Kevin Hart's green room? And they're like, okay, we've got everything. We've got the lemon pepper wings. We've got, okay, we've got the, there's only one iPhone charger.
Jim,
give me your iPhone charger now.
Kevin Hart needs it.
Kevin Hart needs your iPhone charger.
You think he takes them with him after the show? Like, okay, everybody pack up everything. We're taking it with us to the next city.
Don't forget the iPhone chargers, yeah. Both of them.
Taking both of those to Milwaukee.
Where we get two more.
Hands about his Christmas gifts at the end of the year.
Everybody, here's your iPhone
charger. Here's your iPhone chargers. That's an investment in yourself. That's what that is.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Every Kevin Hart green room must be outfitted with four man-scented candles.
Okay, now this is the one.
That's a direct quote.
When you mentioned it yesterday, what is a man-scented candle? What does that mean?
Leather, mahogany, whiskey.
Why are those man-scents?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why are scents gendered? Why is something that produces a reaction in your nose, travels up your, ready, olfactory nerve brain.
Great. You're a wordsmith.
Why is that gendered?
Mm-hmm. But it is, right? Like,
I laugh at the phrase
man-scented candles, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I don't understand why it's a thing.
Uh-huh. We got you strawberry because I'm a man. I like strawberry.
Yeah, I'm a man. I love the smell of jasmine, right?
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
It is a little bit weird.
Here comes two.
Number two.
We mentioned the catered meal for Kevin Hart and his team each and every night at the arena. There is a dessert requirement.
Oh.
There needs to be dessert on hand, ready to go for 10 people. No cookies.
No cookies.
That's a lazy cop-out.
Right.
No cookies.
Now I got a problem with Kevin Hart.
With Kevin Hart?
His cookies are like my favorite dessert. That's where I go for dessert, cookies.
They're quick. They're poppable. It's not as heavy as a cake.
No, we got problems now. Now, okay. That's it. I don't like Kevin Hart anymore.
You're out on Kevin Hart.
It's over. Never going to work for Kevin Hart.
The only people that can make me laugh are cookie men.
Yeah, if you're not down with cookies, I'm not going to watch your special, man. Nope. Like, no cookies? Sorry.
No cookies for Kevin Hart. Which brings us to the number one thing on Kevin Hart's rider, his request each and every night at the arena.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
Before I reveal number one, I want to read a comment from the YouTube page.
Okay.
Hello, you YouTube animals. This is from Daniel. Is this Daniel? The amazing Daniel? That picture looks like the amazing Daniel.
Probably him.
This is honestly a really modest and reasonable rider. I've seen regional bands with bigger demands. Yeah, it's not no brown M&Ms. It's not.
Yep.
It doesn't make me think that he's a psychopath.
We're just in it for the curiosity.
Yeah. We have a morbid curiosity about celebrities and their tics. Number one is Kevin Hart needs 100 red Solo cups, and they must be red. God help you if they are not red. Kevin Hart does not go,
on, stage
if you give him a blue Solo cup.
And don't you dare get the 75 pack.
Yeah, can I get 250 packs because it was cheaper? Like, does he care? Because you probably take him out of the packaging.
Yeah,
for Kevin
yeah,
Hart,
yeah.
Right?
Put him out.
Yeah.
You stack them up on the table. Are they playing beer pong? Is that the thing?
There's a lot of liquor.
Yeah.
Requests every night on Kevin Hart's rider. A lot of mixers, a lot of
so
juices.
They're doing mixies in the red Solo cups.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
Now this feels like something we talked about yesterday, where it's not really about the ask.
Yeah.
It's about are you following the instructions I've provided for you? Kevin Hart can be funny with a blue Solo cup or a clear Solo cup. He just wants the red one just to make sure you're reading the fine print.
Are you following along?
Are you doing your job? Are you lazy?
Well, Kevin Hart's writers, some reasonable, but man, can't get down with the no cookies. Like, no cookie? What?
No cookies.
No cookies?
Now, I did confirm this is Amazing Daniel. He follows up. Kevin Hart probably loves cookies and doesn't want them there because he'll eat them. Maybe I'm projecting. That seems plausible, right? Like, he's got to stay fit.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Is a fat Kevin Hart funnier? I don't think so.
I mean, a fat Chris Farley was funny, so.
Well, that's true. Who is our resident fat white guy? There's only one that ever gets to be famous at a time.
Well, it was Kevin James for a while.
Yeah. Right?
Is he still famous? Is Kevin James still the guy?
I mean, he was Sean Payton last year in a movie.
I think that he's the first one that comes to mind right now.
Okay.
So
okay. If we're playing word association, yeah. Fat, funny white guy.
I mean, funny's a relative term.
Sure, sure.
He was Paul Blart.
Two movies.
They did make two of those movies.
It got a sequel.
Neither one of which I actually watched.
I saw the first one.
But you're like, sometimes, Josh, I think you're almost like, you're a bit masochistic.
I'm a sicko, yeah.
In your movie consumption.
That's fair.
Like, you want to punish yourself for the gratification of having done it.
Oh, Paul Blart made $500 million at the box office? I need to know what this is all about.
Yeah.
And sure enough, and it was exactly what I thought
it's
it was
all about.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, you strike me as the kind of guy who you're going to put yourself through that experience just to have done it.
And sometimes people go, oh, thank you for watching that and telling me it was horrible. I had a hunch, and now I no longer need to watch that movie. Thank you. That's the service I provide.
You are the man of the people when it comes to the movies.
$183.3 million for Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
That's how much it made?
That's how much it made. In 2009.
What'd they spend on that movie?
$26 million.
So it was profitable.
Very.
Mm. Well, it just goes to show you that art, to be profitable, does not have to be exceptional.
The sequel cost $30 to $40 million and made $107.6 million.
So a little less profit margin on the second. Yeah.
Still crossed $100 million. Indeed. That's kind of the line.
And how much of that $30 to $40 million went into Kevin James's bank account?
I'm going to bet 20 of it.
Yeah. He bag secured on that one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Josh, thank you for the top five.
Thank you.
And today's top five was the top five items in Kevin Hart's rider. Again, always check that out on the pods, the radio replays. Whatever you'd like to call it, those will be up. Josh, get those posted. We're going to start the final hour of the Connor Happer Show. The final hour on this NRG station, 1620 The Zone, for the John Schreiner Experience, which began this morning at 6 a.m. But you will be able to continue on 1180 tonight with Omaha Maverick Women's Basketball. I'll be over there at Baxter Arena. 6:45 pregame, 7:05 the tip for the Mavericks and the Ruse. Final hour coming up. Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.